Making the Most of This Issue for the March 2006 Ensign Magazine. For Families. Sacred Responsibilities of Parents. To parents everywhere, my counsel is simple. Get a copy of The Family, A Proclamation to the World. Read it and strive to align your marriage and your family to its inspired, revealed direction from the Lord. To read more of Elder M. Russell Ballard's counsel to parents, read the article in this issue, The Sacred Responsibilities of Parenthood. Words That Hurt. What is verbal abuse? Do you ever use words that hurt your children? To learn how controlling your tongue can help your children grow up to be secure and confident adults, read the article in this issue, Stop Using Words That Hurt, by J. Thomas Sierley. For Singles, Will I Ever Marry? Have you ever wondered how you can hope to marry when you rarely date? Readers offer counsel to those who find themselves in this situation. Read the article, Questions and Answers, How Can I Hope for Marriage When I Rarely Date? Sunrises and Sunsets. What could have been a long and lonely widowhood for Isabel Clough has instead been richly blessed. Why? Because she stepped outside with her children to share the beauty of God's sunrises and sunsets. Read the article in this issue, Sunrises, Sunsets, and Seasons. For Sisters in Relief Society, Belle S. Spafford. From 1945 to 1974, Belle S. Spafford served as general president of the Relief Society. During those years, sweeping changes occurred in the status of women, and the Relief Society grew from a largely Western United States organization to a worldwide sisterhood of nearly a million women in 65 countries. Read the article in this issue, Making a Difference for Women, Belle S. Spafford. The Sound of Relief Society. My favorite sound of all is the sound of righteous women rejoicing together, loving each other, and celebrating our common sisterhood as daughters of a loving Heavenly Father. Read the article in this issue, The Sound of Relief Society. If you're facing adversity, I needed His help. I wondered, how can I assist the Lord in this great work if I cannot hear or even walk? I felt completely alone. I needed a miracle. To find out how the Lord answered Sister Bonnie D. Parkin's prayer, read the article, Blessed in My Affliction, in this issue. Blessings in Adversity. Because she suffers from a genetic skin disorder, Jamie Gibson's trial is constant. But she is quick to express gratitude for her blessings, and a touch lies with her optimism and faith. Read A Talent for Touching Lives in this issue. Latter-day Saint Voices. A blood clot settled in Kirsten Diner's brain, causing permanent damage. But Kirsten's love of life and her reaching out to others make her an example to all who know her. Read Kirsten's challenge in Latter-day Saint Voices. Growing in the Gospel. Agency. Satan sought to destroy our agency in the premortal world, and he continues to undermine it here on earth. Why is this doctrine so important? And why are we not able to progress without it? Read the article, The Fullness of the Gospel, Agency. Like a Perfect Puzzle. Jack Brown almost gave up his search for the truth, but the missionaries knew they were supposed to talk with him. When they did, all the pieces fell in place. Read the article, Like a Perfect Puzzle, by Jack Brown. A New Temple in Copenhagen. The church has a long history in Denmark, and a new temple is helping members share their faith and come unto Christ. Read the article, In Denmark, A Quiet, Vibrant Faith, by Don L. Searle, in this issue. For home, visiting teachers, find the monthly messages in this issue. Gospel Topics, Abuse, Stopping Using Words That Hurt, Accountability, The Fullness of the Gospel, Agency, Adversity, Lessons from the Old Testament, Blessed in My Affliction, A Talent for Touching Lives, Sunrises, Sunsets, and Seasons, and Latter-day Saint Voices, Agency, The Fullness of the Gospel, Agency, Arts, Let the Mountain Shout for Joy, The Nauvoo Temple, One Stitch at a Time. Blessings, Lessons from the Old Testament, Blessed in My Affliction. Book of Mormon, Latter-day Saint Voices. Church History, In Denmark, a quiet, vibrant faith. And Making a Difference for Women, Bell S. Spafford. Church Magazines, I Felt Understood. Conversion, In Denmark, a quiet, vibrant faith, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Disabilities, a talent for touching lives, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Endurance, questions and answers, how can I hope for marriage when I rarely date? Latter-day Saint Voices. Faith, First Presidency Message, Inspirational Thoughts, President Gordon B. Hinckley. Sunrises, Sunsets and Seasons, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Family, First Presidency Message, Inspirational Thoughts, and The Sacred Responsibilities of Parenthood by Elder M. Russell Ballard. Family History, Random Sampler. Family Home Evening, Random Sampler. Food Storage, Random Sampler. Grief, Random Sampler. Holy Ghost, Latter-day Saint Voices. Inspiration, Filling the Void by Victoria Anderson. Jesus Christ, First Presidency Message, Inspirational Thoughts. Leadership, Making a Difference for Women, Bell S. Spafford. Marriage, Questions and Answers. And The Sacred Responsibilities of Parenthood. Missionary Work, First Presidency Message, Inspirational Thoughts. Like a Perfect Puzzle, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Morality, Lessons from the Old Testament, Fleeing Temptation. Obedience, The Fullness of the Gospel, Agency. Lessons from the Old Testament, Fleeing Temptation, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Parenthood, The Sacred Responsibilities of Parenthood. Stop Using Words That Hurt. Peace, Filling the Void by Victoria Anderson. Preparedness, Random Sampler. Priesthood, First Presidency Message, Inspirational Thoughts. Primary, Random Sampler. Protection, Latter-day Saint Voices. Relief Society, Making a Difference for Women, Bell S. Spafford. The Sound of Relief Society. And Visiting Teaching Message, Teaching the Doctrines of the Kingdom of God. Sisterhood, The Sound of Relief Society. Talents, A Talent for Touching Lives. Temples, First Presidency Message, Inspirational Thoughts. In Denmark, A Quiet, Vibrant Faith. The Nauvoo Temple, One Stitch at a Time. Women, Making a Difference for Women, Bell S. Spafford. Work, First Presidency Message, Inspirational Thoughts. Worldwide Church, In Denmark, A Quiet, Vibrant Faith. End of the section, Making the Most of This Issue for the March 2006 Ensign Magazine. This concludes the Ensign Magazine for March 2006. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Dwayne Case, Michelle Visaraga, Allison Jensen, Charlene Stewart, Scott Tippetts, and David Shaw. February 2006.